Hey, this is episode 11 of the Scale and Felix Show, which means there's only 9 more episodes before this season's finale. If you want us to get more popular before then, don't forget to share the podcast with others and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. It helps other people find the show, and I hope you enjoy this episode. And this is how me and Scale do the thing.
That's so cool.
Hey, it's Felix from Scale and Felix Show. Scale decided his family was gonna stay over here while he and his brother decided to just go shop for a while. I didn't know they were gonna be over. I didn't know they were visiting either. But that's fine. It's great.
The air down here is so cold.
Mr. Peter, I think your wife is calling you upstairs.
Is that so? I'll be back.
Oh, God, the way he scuttles. Listeners, you gotta help me. I know this isn't released live, but dear God, please, I can't take it anymore. I can only hear about the old country for so long before I lose it.
It turns out that my wife didn't call me, but I found cough drops on the way back. Isn't that right, Cassandra?
Oh, yes, husband. I love you. I love you. This little lad, he lied to you. Or he forgot. Or is his brain coming down with the rot?
What are you talking about?
Ah, yes, I remember when I was a young lad at Ganistan, Slovakia. My third brother got the rot, and when a boy gets the rot, he doesn't go back. So I shot him with the shotgun, but it is what it is.
Okay, and how did he get the rot?
Well, we were trying to do the ritual, as you'll recall. We sent Skell's uncle to fetch him to complete it, but instead he stayed here because, as his uncle put it, he really liked you.
Oh, well, that's nice to hear.
He really likes you.
Oh, I'm flattered.
Are you two gay or something? If I found out my grandson is I'm not homophobic.
I didn't. Say you were.
We're not.
I didn't say you were either, old Peter.
We're not.
Okay.
We're not.
I get it.
He's a redneck, darling. He doesn't understand our culture.
Oh, I know something about America. I remember when my great-grandfather was part of the KKK.
Oh my God, you two are literally the stereotype of the homophobic, racist Europeans. This, I didn't think that was real. At least not all of them together. Oh my God, everything is going wrong.
Excuse me?
No offense. Actually, yeah, offense.
You're too sensitive. This generation is such a little grouping of snowflakes.
Yeah, back in my day.
Oh my God, he said it. You will all be bearing witness, listeners. This is really happening.
White people are listening. I thought they said that wouldn't be happening after I left the German Empire when it fell because our leader...
Oh no, thank you. Get out now.
I beg your pardon.
Out of my basement.
Make me. Stop.
Get out.
Hi, it's me, Gamer Girl number 13, and I'm here to talk to you about the game toad invasion in Australia. No, not the cane toads, the game toads. The little buggers got into your screen. If you want to help this cause, there's one simple thing you need to do.
What do we need to do?
You just need to donate to my Twitch. 50% of all proceeds will go back into getting rid of the game toads off of my computer only. And the rest will just go to me, and you can help support my career.
Wait a minute. I just Googled this. This doesn't exist. This is only on your computer.
It's still for a good cause.
No, hold on, because if 50% of the proceeds go to you, and the other 50 go to getting rid of the game toads, but you're the only person on planet Earth dealing with game toads, that just means you get 100% of the donate. Is this a scam? Am I onto something? I'm calling the IRS.
Wait.
What?
How about this? If you donate to me, I'll write your name on my leg in Sharpie.
Wait, what? Okay. Sorry, never mind, Mr. IRS man. I'm gonna hang up on you. Beep. Woo! Yeah, baby!
Whoa, man, that was... I didn't know my grandparents were still like that.
Oh, so they were always like this? Big shocker.
Okay, you know what? I hate them too, but they're my grandparents, so I get a pass.
They're horrible people. I don't need a pass to hate them.
Whatever.
No, not whatever. I'm sorry. Are you doing all right?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Okay.
This episode was voiced, edited, and produced by Dom Piccioni. Want to find out more? Visit our website at domradio.wikidot.com. Want others to find the show? Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. Don't forget to follow us on your podcatcher of choice.